Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ninginem Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla, Axiom 4 crew, safely returned to Earth from space station. President Murmu, Prime Minister Modi, laud historic space mission. President Draupadi Murmu highlights pivotal role of education in achieving developed India by 2047. And aggrieved landowners of National Highway 29 in Peck announced total blockade of road from Thursday. Now the news in detail. Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of Axiom 4 mission safely returned to Earth after their 18-day historic mission aboard the International Space Station ISS. The SpaceX Dragon spacecraft splashed down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego in California this afternoon. The crew will now undergo a 7-day rehabilitation program to adjust to Earth's gravity. Axiom 4 mission Space Odyssey began on 25th of last month. During his stay aboard the ISS, Mr. Shukla conducted seven India-specific microgravity experiments designed to generate critical data for future planetary missions and long-duration space habitation. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have led the nation in welcoming Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla as he returns to Earth from his historic space mission. The President said Group Captain Shukla's role in piloting of Axiom Mission 4 to the ISS has created a new milestone for India's space exploration as well as for international collaboration in science and technology. The Prime Minister said as India's first astronaut to have visited the ISS, Mr. Shukla has inspired a billion dreams through his dedication, courage and pioneering spirit. He said it marks another milestone towards the country's human spaceflight mission Gaganyaan. Meanwhile, Minister of Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh also congratulated Group Captain Shukla and the Axiom 4 team for their successful mission.
Indeed, a moment of pride for the world, but a moment of glory for India because one of her illustrious sons is coming back with a successful voyage and more importantly having performed those experiments which were assigned to him, which were exclusive, which never done before, which have a huge bearing on life sciences, on the well-being of the mankind across the world.
The minister said Mr. Shukla is expected to return to India on 17th August. President Draupadi Murmu today said the national goal of India is to become a global superpower. She said India has come a long way in the fields of infrastructure, healthcare, space, science and technology, artificial intelligence and many others. She said that education will certainly have a pivotal role in nation building and shaping India's future while achieving the goal of a developed nation by 2047. Speaking at the 13th annual convocation of Ravenshaw University at Cuttack this afternoon, Ms. Murmu expressed happiness that girl students topped in most of the departments.
This year, girl students have topped in 21 out of 27 departments. Over the last 5 years, girl students have consistently outperformed boys in academics. This reflects India's shift from women empowerment to women-led development.
President Murmu is on a 2-day visit to her home state, Odisha, since yesterday. Aggrieved landowners of National Highway 29 covering packages 2, 3, 4 and 5 have announced a total blockade of the affected stretch starting 6 a.m. on July 17. Convener of the aggrieved landowners Kohima Tujesami two-lane road construction, Kuvelui Chuzo, said the decision comes after the July 15 deadline for payment of damage compensation had expired. The landowners said the blockade will remain until the Deputy Commissioner of PEC personally confirms that the compensatory amount has been received from the National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited, a report.
During the blockade, only security forces, fire services and medical emergencies will be allowed passage. In the light of the situation, public have been advised to use alternative routes such as PEG Fajaro Kohima Road via Zakaza or via Jetaba to avoid the affected stretch. The landowners have expressed regret for the inconvenience and appeal for public understanding and cooperation as they seek a resolution to the long-standing issues. Tejo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, is continuing its investigation into alleged corruption involving Nagaland University Dean Dr. Chittaranjan Dev. In a press release today, the CBI confirmed it has registered a case on 12 July against the senior professor for allegedly demanding bribes from vendors in exchange for favorable treatment in supply orders for scientific equipments and consumables. The CBI conducted searches at multiple locations, including Jorhat, Lumami and Agartala, and recovered incriminating documents linked to bribe transactions and tender process. In a major initiative to protect the rights of underprivileged children, the State Directorate of School Education has issued an advisory to identify and enroll children involved in begging into government schools. The advisory follows a directive from the National Human Rights Commission and calls upon NGOs, municipal and village councils, churches, student bodies and public to report to such children to the Child Helpline at 1098. The initiative aims to identify out-of-school children aged 6 to 14 and children between the age of 3 and 6 years whose parents are involved in begging and are not attending preschool or Anganwadi centers. In Zuniboto district, all education officers have been directed to work with child protection units and welfare committees to ensure admissions of these children under the Right to Education Act. As part of ongoing capacity building efforts by the Office of the Chief Electoral Officer, Nagaland, a training session for booth level officers BLO under 4 Gaspani 1 and 5 Gaspani 2 was held today at Chumukedima. Deputy Commissioner Polan John stressed the importance of intensive summary revision in ensuring clean and accurate electoral rolls. Following the training, house to house verification will be conducted. All BLOs from Chumukedima, Newland, and Medzifema took part in the session, which covered duties of BLOs in special intensive revision and voter enumeration and use of updated tools. In a significant step towards strengthening rural transformation in the region, Nagaland University has launched a new postgraduate MA program in Rural Development and Management. This program, introduced under the Department of Rural Development and Planning, aims to prepare a skilled workforce capable of addressing the diverse challenges and opportunities in rural landscapes, particularly across Nagaland and the broader northeastern region. More from our correspondent.
The program will commence with an initial intake of 20 students, and applications are currently open, with the last date for submission being July 20. For candidates not appearing for CUET, an entrance test is scheduled for July 28. Graduates in BA, BSc, BCom or BBA, excluding language subjects, with at least 50% marks are eligible, while candidates from SC, ST, OBC, PWD categories and NU-affiliated colleges will receive relaxations. Karhar Akashvani News, Kohima.
Kifri will host a mango festival in Longmatra village to promote local produce and ensure direct market benefits for farmers. Addressing the Kifri District Planning and Development Board meeting today, EAC Takatumjin said the festival will feature participation from 13 villages and 4 varieties of mango. Longmatra, being the gateway of the district, will serve as a hub for self-help groups and entrepreneurs showcasing mango-based products like tea, snacks and porridge. Advisor, Home Guard and Civil Defense, Fire and Emergency Services, as Q. Simeo Yumchunger, emphasized the status of Kifri as an aspirational district and assured full support for initiatives benefiting the region. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla, Axiom 4 crew, safely returned to Earth from space station. President Murmu, Prime Minister Modi, laud historic space mission. President Draupadi Murmu highlights pivotal role of education in achieving developed India by 2047. And aggrieved landowners of National Highway 29 in Peck announced total blockade of road from Thursday. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.